Hi, and welcome to the Christian American Man Podcast. This podcast examines what it means to be a husband, a father, a son, and basically a man living in America in the 21st century. I'm your host, Phil Wilson. In each episode, we'll talk about a wide variety of topics, from moral issues to family matters to politics. We'll talk about guns, we'll talk about hobbies, music, and all things manly, Christian, and of course, American. And now, here's your host, me. Hey folks, welcome back to the Christian American Man Podcast. This is episode 11. We're glad to have you this week. And today we're going to be looking at the last element of the Christian American Man Manifesto, and that is that a Christian American man regards friendship as a sacred gift and trust to be valued, nurtured, and preserved so that a friendship gained in this life might continue into the next. So if we were going to put a title on this, which we are, we're going to say that episode 11 is about the sacred gift of friendship. Friendship's a great thing. It's something that for men can be quite challenging sometimes because we tend to keep our feelings in a box. We tend to be somewhat solitary, even those of us that are extroverts, which I am. Sometimes it's difficult for us to be able to be sharing and caring enough to be friends and to really develop a close, long-lasting friendship. I've had a few of those in my life, not as many as I would have liked to have had. I hope to have more as I go through life, but it is important for us to understand just how very special and how very sacred that the gift of friendship is. Whenever I think about this, I think about the example in the Bible of David and Jonathan, where David talks about Jonathan and that he has a friendship with him and a love for him that's even greater or more special to him than the love for a woman. And there have been folks that have tried to make something out of that that isn't. And what he's saying is, it's just a special friendship. It's just a special kind of love. And if you've got a good, godly friend that you are close to and that you can relate to and that you can trust, then it is a blessing indeed. And it's important for us to understand that. Proverbs 27:6 says that faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. And that's very true. If you've got a friend that you can really trust, then whenever they come at you and they're honest with you and they just tell you like it is, then you can trust them and you can know that what they're saying is okay. Someone has paraphrased this idea by saying that friends are somebody that stabs you in the front instead of in the back. And I like that because I think that as friends, we need to be able to be honest with each other. It's good for us to understand that. I also like what William Butler Yeats said about that. He says, there's no strangers, only friends that you haven't met yet. And I used to tell my kids that. I used to tell them that some of the best friends that they'd ever have that they haven't met yet. And the great thing about that is if you're a Christian, you can say that all the way into eternity because we'll have an eternity to be able to spend in heaven getting acquainted with new friends and developing new friendships. And so I think that's a great thing. The other thing that I always told my friend, children were that friends are the only things that you could make here on earth and take to heaven. And that's a great thing to think about. Isn't it fantastic to think that you could develop a friendship with somebody? You may even be able to lead them to the Lord as a part of that friendship. But even if you don't, if you're both believers in Christ, that you can continue that friendship from this life into the next, and you can go on into eternity with that friendship. So it's a great thing to consider the blessing that friendship can be for us. So there's three things that I mentioned in this. So I'll touch base on it very quickly. with regard to this element of the manifesto, that we need to value friendship. And so we've already touched on that, but I think it's important for us to understand we don't need to take our friends for granted. We need to understand that friends are valuable gifts from God, and we need to understand that we need to value them as such. We don't need to ignore them. We don't need to let them go by the wayside. I think we have all throughout our lives probably had friends that we were close to, and for whatever reason, we kind of let them drift away. Sometimes we sort of get a little solace in that by being on social media, and I know that those of us that are, I'm a what you'd call a cusper with regard to being a baby boomer. I'm one of the last baby boomers, and actually kind of in between that and Gen X. But I know we kind of took over Facebook, and sometimes we get a false sense of security in Facebook that it's like we're staying in touch with people. But the fact of the matter is, there are a lot of folks that we really don't engage with just because we like what they post, or just because we comment on what they post. It's a big difference between that and being able to sit down and have a cup of coffee, or look across the eyeball to eyeball across the table with them while you're being able to share a close, intimate conversation. And so I think it's important for us not to take friendship for granted. We need to value it. Also, we need to nurture it. We need to take the time to cultivate it and to make it grow. I know that you've probably heard the trite expression that to get a friend or to have a friend, that it is important to be a friend. But folks, that's a very well-worn saying for a reason. It's true. And so it's important for us to nurture friendship by being able to take the time to spend with people, to cultivate, to fertilize that friendship, just the same way that you would if you were going to try to plant a tree or try to grow something. You'd take the time to make sure that it got the attention that it needed. And so we need to value and nurture those friendships. And so take the time to say, hey, let's schedule a little time where you and I can spend some quality time together, whatever that looks like, and to be able to nurture that and pray for your friends. And let them know that you're praying for them. Ask them what you can pray for in their lives. I think it's a great thing, and it'll definitely help you to nurture that friendship. And finally, it's important for us to preserve our friendships. You know, in this day and time, I think that we have lost a lot of our civil discourse in the way that we talk to each other. And again, I'll lay part of that at the feet of social media. We've gotten so used to being able to say what we think online because we have no fear of recourse. We're not within arm's reach of somebody that we've lost all of our manners. And many times we can allow disturbances, or we can allow differences of opinion, things that really don't matter, to damage a friendship. And so it's important for us to stop and to check ourselves and to preserve that friendship, and to realize that there are some things that just aren't worth having an argument about. I remember that my dad and I loved one another dearly, but sometimes we didn't show that in a very loving way, because many times we'd get into conversations, particularly about politics and religion. And if there are any two things that you can do almost nothing about, but everybody seems to have an opinion about, it's those two things. And he and I would frequently get into, I won't call them arguments, I'll call them lively debates or lively discussions. And finally, I got to the point where I realized, you know, that my dad wasn't going to be around forever, and that we just didn't need to talk about that sort of thing. And so when he'd bring it up, you know, I'd tell him, I'd say, Dad, you know, let's not talk about that. And so I'd avoid those things that were sensitive, because the fact of the matter is I love that man and he meant the world to me, and I valued our relationship. I valued our friendship. You may have a friend that's aligned different to you politically or in some sort of religious conviction or something along those lines. And I will tell you that you need to preserve that friendship and not let differences come between you, because friendships are too valuable. It's important for us once we've made those friends, to forge that friendship stronger and to be able to carry it from here to there. And so I encourage you to go out today and to, if you've got a friend in your life, let them know that you care about them. Let them know that you love them. Don't be afraid to tell them that you love them. It's a manly thing to tell a friend that you love them. Trust me when I say this. God has blessed you with a friend. Be sure to value that friend, nurture that friendship, and preserve that friendship. That's all I've got for you today. May God bless you is my prayer. Again, I want to encourage you to share this podcast with somebody that you may think gets something out of it. Be sure to subscribe. Be sure to give us a positive review on whatever podcast platform that you might be using. And as always, I encourage you to be the Christian American man that your God, your country, and your family needs. Take care. God bless.